But if someone's a never smoker, based on the recent IPASS data that were presented in Stockholm, which looked at patients who were light smokers and Asian, so a group very highly enhanced by EGFR mutation, certainly in the group that had EGFR mutations, and this was treatment with gefitinib, Arecanol. It's a study started a number of years ago, and of course they're still using gefitinib quite a bit in Asia. Gefitinib versus chemotherapy, the time to progression was more than double in the group that received the EGFR inhibitor versus chemo.
With the whole study or the mutation patients?
With the mutation patients. It was for the whole study, no, but for the mutation patients, suggesting that that's a selected group that could do much better. Now, will this study end up showing an overall survival benefit? That remains to be seen. One issue, of course, is that patients will cross over in the study and the chemo group will end up getting the EGFR inhibitor. But it's my feeling, if someone has an EGFR mutation, is a light smoker, to give them chemotherapy up front, I'd rather not do that. I want to try to enhance that group's chance of living longer with, or at least with a better quality of life, because certainly the toxicities of treatment with an EGFR inhibitor are much less than standard chemotherapy.